You hear a lot of crazy things on TikTok, but there is this one gentleman who came up with a theory why you should only eat at Chinese restaurants that have 3.5 stars.
Okay.
Here it is.
The easiest way to find authentic Chinese food is to go on Yelp and look for restaurants with 3.5 stars. 3.5 stars. Cultural expectations for service are different in Asia. They're not going to come up to you. They're not going to just proactively give you refills. You need to flag down the waiters. People on Yelp are insufferable. They're dinging all these restaurants because the service is bad. The food balances it out, so you end up at 3.5 stars.
Okay. I mean, listen, I know that about Yelpers. Yelpers have that reputation that they are very difficult, right? Mm-hmm. Some people say if you want good service, say that you're a Yelper. Other people say if you want your food spit on, say that you're a Yelper. It's just they're unpleasant people often, you know, and they kind of hold people hostage by these reviews.
I had no idea that these people had classifications.
Oh, yeah. Yelpers. The Yelper thing. Yeah. The Yelper thing is supposed to be a real thing. But on the other hand, I'm not sure if I believe, you know, his rationale that it all comes down to service and that, you know, the food's a 5, but the service is a 1. So, you know,
3.5
who cares?
Is perfect.
Right. That doesn't make sense to me.
I don't know. I heard this and I was like, I heard a lot of wacky things. I don't know if I buy this. I don't know. But when you look at Yelp to find a restaurant in an area that you're not familiar with.
Sure.
What's your classification of what you're looking for? Because I found this past weekend I was in an unfamiliar city and I went on Yelp and I was only looking at restaurants that had above 4, 4.5 stars. And I thought about it afterwards about how unfair that is because he has a point. Like, I want a delicious pizza. I want a delicious bowl of pasta. I want delicious bread. If they're taking stars off because the waiter took too long to deliver it, like, that's not really fair. And now I didn't go there.
Well, time is one thing. Having a server that doesn't fawn over you, that's something else,
yeah.
Right? I don't need a server to fawn over me. I don't need a drink refill every 2 seconds. I don't need you to ask me how I'm doing every 5 minutes or anything like that. Do I want the food in a timely order? Yes. But Yelp. Those people is crazy, man. They're pretentious.
So if you went on Yelp to look for a restaurant, what would be the minimum amount of stars that you would go to a place?
Gosh, you know, if the pictures are good, I got to be honest. Sometimes I just think some people are liars, right?
I agree.
It's about consistency. So if I always look at the most recent stuff, and it doesn't matter what I'm looking at, whether it's food or anything else, any reviews, any platform, I never look at the best or the most helpful or whatever or the worst. I just look at what's the most recent, right? So if somebody was there 3 hours ago and they tell me it's terrible, then I'm going to probably believe that.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody was there, you know, a day ago and they say they go there all the time, then, you know, again, it's all about, you know, what's your personal experience going to be?
I will be honest. After this, I want to make it like a thing where I go to 3.5 star Yelp restaurants and I see, is this guy right? Better food, terrible service. Because I'm willing to give up on the service if the food's real good.
Will you tell him that you're a Yelper when you arrive?
No. After what we've talked about, never.
I wouldn't.